it's the Brooke and Jeffrey podcast. And did you guys know we have listeners in Japan, Germany, UK, Netherlands,
That's
Italy?
Awesome.
Wait.
Those actually all have super hot men, don't they?
I don't know.
Wait, no, actually, if you're listening in from there, DM me after this, okay?
Okay.
After you hear the full show, which is starting right now.
You know, whenever there's a big debate raging on the internet.
Yeah.
I can see you guys are really paying attention to me
on your phones right now.
That's cool.
I don't have my phone up at all.
Well, okay. I'll start again. When there's a big debate that's raging on the internet?
Apparently, some people in this room were just on the internet.
Yeah, I know. They were involved in it.
I was in the debate.
There's usually two sets of people. There's one that says, I think it's this thing. And then the other says, no, I think it's that thing.
Yeah, it's normally split.
And I say, we want a piece of that action.
What?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Because if you haven't heard,
how do we get that?
Folks on Reddit have been talking about something else lately. This time they're debating what to call the two ends on a loaf of bread.
Ooh, I like this kind of stuff.
Don't you call it the heels?
Well, it's hold on, Brooke, because turns out there's more ways to describe it than you'd think. Some people, like Brooke said, call it the heel.
Others call it the end piece.
That's what I thought it was.
Just the end piece.
What else is it?
It's the heel.
That's and again, there's a big debate. I call it the butt. The butt of the bread.
That's just kind of your go-to name for everything.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really count, your opinion.
But there's others who call it the slice, the end bread, the crust, the crust end.
Wow, there's a lot of options.
So
I thought everybody was on board with heel.
I know. You think everybody thinks the way that you think, and that's how everything should be.
I've never heard anyone call it anything else.
Well, you just heard
it's
a whole room of people call it other things.
The end of the bread.
So we need to come together
as a show, Jeffrey,
with a united stance on what we're going to call it. Majority rules. We're all going to say it on three together. One, two, three.
Heel.
End of the bread.
All right, I didn't hear you all say butt, but I think we agreed it's butt.
You just got on me for saying that it was the heel, and
it's
now
fine.
You get to decide it's the butt.
Digital Jake,
it doesn't really make sense.
Two out of the four people in the room agree on one thing.
Yeah. Digital Jake, we're going to put it up on Instagram, make it official that we all agree here at Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, it's the butt end of the bread.
No one said that.
And now, for anybody who doesn't agree with me, I hope that they get some sense shocked into them with the shock collar question of the day.
Okay.
Digital
right.
Jake,
I see where you're at today,
give us a really hard question for just the doubters in the room.
Ooh. Do you ever wish your life had a little more spice in it?
Mm-hmm.
A little more drama?
Now Alexis is on board. She's like, spice, ew.
Our daily routines can get so boring when you take the same stupid route to work, attend meetings with the same boring people, and smell the same disgusting Brussels sprout and anchovy souffle that Brooke brings in for lunch every single Friday.
If you would just try a bite, I think you'd like it.
Yes.
Okay.
But no question, our lives would be much more exciting if it was more like a drama-filled TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is why a new survey asked 1,000 people, if you lived in a soap opera, name something that would happen a lot more in your life.
Ooh.
You'll get a shot to uncover the top 5 answers in a heart-pounding rendition of Unglued Family Feud.
Whoa.
We'll start with the man who offered up his body in exchange for season tickets to the zoo. It's young Jeffrey.
Season tickets.
It was worth it.
Jeff, if you lived in a soap opera, name something that would happen a lot more in your life.
Oh, have you ever watched a soap opera?
Not a traditional soap opera.
No, like The Bachelor, is that what you're thinking of?
Well,
I'm thinking of. What's a non-traditional soap opera?
Well, like Outlander. They say that it's soapy when you go to like Netflix in the descriptions. Anyway.
Oh, really? Huh.
Jeff just searches soapy on Netflix.
When I think of soap operas, I think of like people coming back from the dead. You know, like just outrageous stuff happening. And you finding out your husband is actually the killer of your best friend.
Oh my gosh.
You
know,
it's drama.
And like 90% of soap operas seem to happen inside of a hospital.
Yeah, there's
Everyone is always in the hospital soaps.
Yep.
So you're going to see, since you're in the hospital all the time, you're going to see a lot of comas. Because everybody has to go through a coma at least once in their life.
The rule.
Yep, I wrote that down.
So give me coma.
Going in or coming out?
All of it.
Probably both, right?
Yeah.
They always wake up.
You have to wake up. That's the dramatic part.
Jeffrey asked for a medical coma. That's not on my list, Jeffrey. Didn't make the top five at all.
I thought for sure.
What? Let's go over to Alexis. You're in a soap opera. What's something that's going to happen more in your life that doesn't already?
What are some like OG soap opera shows? Anyways.
God.
General
it's
Hospital, like, As the World Turns.
As the World Turns.
All
like
My
the
Children.
One.
There was a great
one. Oh, my mom used to love that show.
All My Children.
There was one called Passions. That was like terrible, and it had like a witch in it.
My mom what? Still yeah. loves soap operas.
I can't tell if it's like trauma or like scandals or like what it
all,
is. Everything.
All of it.
They...
Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, I feel like all reality shows are based around soap operas.
Yeah.
Like the premise
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. totally.
So maybe just, can I just say more like just like cheating in relationships, Jake? Is that too
You can say that, sure.
Relationships.
I don't know.
Cheating,
I'm just imagining you like walking in on like your husband with somebody. Like yeah. you're catching someone cheating.
It's definitely on there.
Cheating? Number three
okay.
on the
yeah.
list.
Yeah, there you
Any
go.
Love affairs, infidelity, okay, I'm going to count all of that. That's number three. Alexis, you're okay. safe. Let's go over to Jose.
Darn it. Both my answers that I wrote down have been said in the room, but I also like watching Telemundo, like the Spanish soap operas, mm-hmm. and there's always like a long-lost twin.
Oh, good call.
Right? That's like funny. They walk
yes.
in and it's like, ay, Dios mío.
Yeah.
You know?
yes.
Pablo.
Go do it.
Oh, I thought you were dead.
I love it.
So I think I'm going to go with Long Lost Twins.
Long Lost Twins didn't
wow.
make the top five.
I like that.
Only
okay.
one correct so far. Over to Brooke.
Okay, I think in soap operas, there's a lot more poisoning via food that happens.
Oh, my God.
You know,
God.
Like when the guy isn't looking, you slip a couple drips of arsenic into his tea or something.
Wow.
So I'm going to go food poisoning, but not like the kind you get from a bad restaurant.
Not like your anchovy salad. Or souffle.
Poisoning via food? I'm going to give you that, Brooke. Ooh. Number two, I'm going to say all suspicious deaths count
yeah,
as
yeah,
poisoning
counts.
Via food. So we have suspicious deaths and love affairs already. We're over to Jeffrey now.
Man, where are you at?
Number one, still on the list.
Well, I know, like we were saying, the relationships are very volatile in the soap opera world. Mm-hmm. I know the divorce rate in the normal world is 50%. In the
yeah.
soap opera world, it's 97%.
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely.
Almost as
but
high as the amnesia.
Yeah.
You may want to look on the other side and think there's a lot of marriages that happen because
guys
of it. Like weddings. There's
yeah.
always a wedding in a soap opera.
That's true. I can go with divorce or wedding.
Probably both
I mean,
on
they,
the list.
Yeah, they really go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have one without the other.
I mean, I guess I'll choose wedding. Show me weddings.
Weddings? Number four on
nice.
The list. There we go. Quickly,
was...
let's go over the top five. If you lived in a soap opera, name something that would happen a lot more in your life. People said the number one answer was arguments or fights.
Oh, that's pretty generic.
Oh, yeah.
Number two was suspicious deaths. Number three, love affairs and infidelity. Number four was weddings. And number five was divorce.
Yeah, they were both on the list.
Okay.
Of course. So Jose is going to be getting shocked today. Somebody wanted to hear About Damn Time by Lizzo.
Ooh, nice. In a minute, I'm going to need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciaga. Ease out. I love her.
That's pretty good.
Shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We're a few days into the 28-day Taco Bell Challenge with our technical director, Ashton.
Yay, Ashton!
The redheaded former virgin.
Oh, already?
Wow. Is it?
Well, look, I say that because I'm sure the status has changed now. Because I've been reading things online.
Yep.
And honestly, I'm not too happy about it.
Why? Is he getting more attention than you?
Ashton, tell us about the groupies.
Oh.
Groupies?
What groupies?
Wrong answer.
You think I'm stupid? I see the things that you're writing back to these people on the internet, bro.
Uh-oh.
I'm just trying to be nice.
What's no.
Going
it's
here?
Not nice, okay? Just because I haven't posted anything on Twitter in 2.5 years doesn't mean that I can't read the comments, okay?
What's
happening?
Right.
I see what you're doing.
What?
Are you hitting on the
really?
Listeners?
What's going
Wait,
on?
Did
All right.
have a, what are they called?
Mr. Innocent, let me jog your memory then. What about this message from Chiquita Gordita, 76? She says, ooh, Ashton, you're so sexy the way you guzzle a bean and cheese. Want to come over and drop a double-decker on me?
What?
Oh.
God,
that's
hope
a taco, right? That's a...
I hope she's talking about
yeah.
Taco Bell there.
Wow, Ashton, what did he write back?
And then is it true you wrote back to one woman on Insta saying you think this corn tortilla shell is hard, .. And I'm not going to finish the rest of what you said there, man, but I'm just asking you, man, please
oh, man.
Do not take advantage of your newfound celebrity.
Are
account's going to get flagged.
Yeah. What are you doing?
It's Twitter. Everything's free there now.
You're still a representative of our show, no matter how many crunch-wrapped honeys you've been slaying on the side now. So
I mean, I didn't know that a Taco Bell challenge could up your status like that, Ashton.
Oh, yeah.
You should try it for yourself. But if you want to...
I look up to you now, Ashton. Yeah.
If you want to follow the Taco Bell 28-day challenge, head on to our socials at Brooke and Jeffrey. And remember, hashtag follow the swallow.
That's right.
No, Ashton.
No, why are we using that hashtag? That's part of the problem, Jeffrey.
Keep it under control, man. Laser stories coming up next. It's the radio segment that wanted to create the largest vending machine in the world.
Wow.
What's inside? Other vending machines.
What?
Let me see. I want B7.
Oh!
All right, help me get it out of here. It's Laser Stories.
It's empty. Wait.
It's a segment where we read weird news stories around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other punkaroos just don't. This first laser story is out of Michigan. A man named Keith Stonehouse let his 6-year-old son use his phone to play a game Saturday night, thinking it would help chill him out before bed. Okay. But the kid ended up playing with a different app, Grubhub.
Oh.
And then this happened.
It's piles and bags of food, and they're dropping them off at the door, so I'm not communicating with the drivers. And I said, what is going on? Why are you bringing me food? He said, I don't know. You ordered from the shawarma place. I said, no. Oh. I think I had left the app open. And he saw that when he was playing with my phone and just started going to town. So he ordered multiple orders, chili cheese fries, the chicken pita wraps. Yeah. He ordered multiple orders of that, multiple orders of ice cream, pizza.
Oh, my God.
It's like a kid's dream come true.
Dude, that kid's got good taste.
Yeah,
on his orders.
Yes,
so delicious.
Like you heard, Keith says he knew something was strange when he got a food delivery. But before he could figure it out, another one came.
Oh, my God.
Then another. Oh, my God. And another. He said it was like a parade of deliveries.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And when it was all over, there was nearly $1,000 in food orders.
What?
Oh, my God. No.
I thought you were just talking like a pizza and an ice cream or something. Yeah. That is insane.
Well, oh, no.
It could have been even worse. He said his credit card stopped a $439 order from Happy's Pizza because they suspected fraud.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I almost said, it's like, this is when you wish you were broke. It's like, just decline already, card.
A $133 order of jumbo shrimp from the same restaurant did go through just fine.
No.
And you have to eat the shrimp the same night, bro.
$133 a shrimp?
There's many, many other orders from other places also arrived.
It would have been great timing if it happened right before, like, the Super Bowl. You know, like the night before.
Then you're like,
but,
okay, we're set for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Keith says he was mad, but there was nothing he could do about it. So he crammed as much as he could in the fridge and offered the rest to his neighbors.
Oh, that's nice.
He also tried to talk to his son about it so he'd understand what went wrong.
But he's like 6, right?
While he was trying to explain, the kid stopped him and asked, Dad, did the pepperoni pizzas come yet? This next laser story is out of Bangladesh. A 15-year-old teen was playing hide-and-seek with his friends when he found the ultimate hiding spot.
Oh.
Inside an old shipping container.
Uh-oh.
Freaky.
That's not good.
He crawled inside and then accidentally fell asleep.
Uh-oh.
And that's when things went from bad to worse.
Whoa, no.
Because the shipping container was still very much in use.
Uh-oh.
A worker came around, locked it up, and then signaled for a crane to hoist it onto a ship.
No!
He's a heavy sleeper.
Yeah, he's like running away on accident.
Yeah.
And then the teen and the container were transported to Malaysia, 1,840 miles away.
This is like a nightmare.
The poor kid, he's still in there?
6 days later.
What?
No.
A longshoreman heard banging coming from inside. They immediately called their boss and got a group of guys ready to open it and assumed it was probably some sort of drug runners or human trafficking ring that were gonna bust them.
Right.
They're like, get your guns ready.
But when they opened the doors, the teen boy simply yawned and staggered out.
Oh, my God.
Leave it to a teen. He just slept the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm bored. Lord.
He could survive 6 days without a phone? That's amazing. I didn't know teens could do that.
He'd been without water or food or light for 6 days.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
But was still conscious. However, he didn't speak the local language.
Oh, my.
After a while, they were able to decipher the issue wasn't illegal activity, so he was given medical attention, and doctors say he will make a full recovery.
Thank the Lord.
And he won hide and seek.
Yeah, and don't forget, now all he's got to do is get back on a ship to get back home.
This next laser story is out of Streamers R Us.
Hey, hey, hey.
You may have heard this already, but Netflix is going to start cracking down on password sharing next month.
What are they going to do? I mean, can we trick them? How has anyone figured out
there's
already?
Gotta be a way. Yeah.
A lot of questions, but now we do know how they're going to do it. Sort of.
Okay.
In an updated frequently asked questions tab on their site, they said, quote, to ensure uninterrupted access to Netflix, connect to the Wi-Fi at your primary location, open the app or website, and watch something at least once every 31 days.
Oh, yeah!
And this creates a trusted device so that you can watch Netflix even when you're away from your primary location. That's how it'll know that's your main device. If someone outside of your household tries to use your account on a non-trusted device, quote, Netflix security will promptly arrive at your house and tase you until you turn off the TV.
Damn, Jenna.
Your grandma's trying to use your password.
Taking this real seriously.
Dude, we're going to get tased. Yeah, I use my mom's password.
Oh, really? I use my sister's.
Yeah,
my whole family interchange.
I know.
Like, I have a couple. They have
totally,
a couple.
Totally. That's what we do, too.
Obviously, I'm joking about the tasing. What are they really going to do? Netflix says they'll encourage those people to sign up for new accounts before blocking them.
Boo.
Oh, no.
Another big question that people have, you're traveling somewhere and you want to open your account on the hotel TV, for instance.
Yeah, like when I go on vacation and I stay in the hotel room the whole time watching Netflix.
In that case, you have to request a temporary code when you sign in, and that'll give you access there for 7 consecutive days.
Boo!
Yeah.
This sucks. Whoever's in this Netflix department sucks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
They told us that streaming was going to be cheaper than cable, and it's not turning out that way.
You
I feel
are right.
Lied.
You are right about that. It's the same price.
Yeah, you know what? Let's offer the services for free, like radio. Radio's doing so good financially.
Let's
oh, wait. Oops. This next laser story is out of Pet Central.
After this commercial.
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding.
And we're off the air. A lot of people let their pets crash in the bedroom with them. So this probably comes up more than people would like to admit. But what do you do with your pets when you're having a little fun time in the bedroom?
Dude.
This is why you don't let them in your beds to begin with.
Honestly, pets can ruin the mood.
I mean, Brooke does not let pets in her bedroom. That is true.
Yeah.
She will sleep with her child, though, right next to it. Am I wrong? Does your child not sleep in your bed?
Yeah, but we don't do anything while the kid's in the bed.
Okay.
What is wrong with you?
The question is, are the pets chill enough that you don't have to do anything? Well, in a new survey, 28% of pet owners say they do allow their pet to stay in the room, but 58% admit they've become distracted by their pet when they're getting busy.
Totally.
Whoa. That sounded like distracted in a good way with that
Now, in a bad way.
Okay.
63% of people say they've stopped the fun mid-session due to their pet's increasingly unchill presence.
A girl once is like, oh, hold on 1 second. He's thirsty. I'm like, I'm thirsty too. That's why I'm doing this.
What do you do with cats, though? Like, I don't have a cat.
Alexis, you have a cat. What does your cat do?
Judge from afar.
Oh, okay.
72% of pet parents say they do take some form of action to keep their furball occupied or force them out of the bedroom when the mood strikes. Which is probably a better option for everybody involved, honestly.
And then you'll hear him scratch at the door.
Mm-hmm. You know, my question is, what if the opposite happens and your pet kicks you out of the bedroom?
Oh.
Wow.
It happens way more than you might think.
Because
this turtle, he's living his best life, and I'm over there on the other side of the door waiting for him to be done. That Sound Means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. Let's do it again, same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary new product hits the market that pushes the boundary of what it means to be lazy.
Wow.
Because you remember, we had the Snuggie.
Yep.
And I tried to make the Jeffy.
What was that one?
Which was a pink leather hood that covers the face with a zipper down the middle for easy access.
I think that's already invented, buddy.
I don't know that that's a high demand.
When I say easy access, I mean for breathing.
That's what we thought.
I just put on the Jeffy and I loved it. But now there's a crazy new comfort item out of Japan that the whole world is about to become obsessed with. Once you put it on, you're never going to want to take it off.
What? Oh, really? Like the Jeffy?
Similar to the Jeffy, where you physically can't take it off.
That's probably why you can sell
it. You're going to hear what it is when we tell you all about it coming up at 7:10.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Japan is famous for being the land of convenience.
Oh, like the vending machines.
Yeah, lots of vending machines, sushi conveyor belts.
Oh, high-speed trains get you everywhere you need to go.
Yeah.
Disposable bed sheets, one-time use.
Huh.
So, really? I need to look into that.
When you want to stay warm and sit down for extended periods of time, who could be bothered to go through the exhausting effort of pulling out a chair and wrapping yourself in a blanket?
Talk about
a headache.
It's not that tough. Brooke does it every day.
Where are you going to sit then?
That's why in Tokyo, the hot new product everyone's talking about is something that fixes the whole chair blanket problem. It's called the wearable beanbag.
What?
No way.
Here's a photo of it.
Oh my God.
Basically, picture.
Oh my God.
Look at the picture.
Picture a beanbag with armholes and a head hole, and you put it on, and you basically end up looking like the purple McDonald's mascot Grimace.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like you have half of a Mr. Potato Head costume.
Yes.
Yep. Your head pokes out the top, your legs stick out the bottom.
You can just lay down wherever you want.
Whenever you get tired or lazy, plop over on the ground in any direction, and you'll be instantly comfortable.
It looks adorable.
And it prevents people from crowding you. You know, like if you're wearing it,
you need some personal space.
Imagine Brooke going out on an airplane. Yeah, some good sleep. I got the whole room to myself.
According to the company, the product was designed around the idea for a cushion that ruins people.
Wait, what? Is ruins that the translation? People?
That's what they wanted, because the comfort level is so supreme, you'll never want to move ever again.
Oh my God. Jose borrowed my jacket blanket that Alexis gave to me in the studio, and our producer's like, you can't ever let him wear that again, Brooke. He was literally comatose in the studio.
Oh my God, it's the best thing ever.
He was asleep.
It's hard to imagine him being any more comatose than he's normal.
I did want to bring it home.
But they say you can scroll on your phone for hours while you lay on it, play video games.
Oh, you can perch it up onto your, like, the big belly.
Yeah, because you can lay on your stomach,
you
on your
on
side, just fall down and take a nap. Whatever you want to use it for. It was kind of an under-the-radar product at first, until one tweet made it go viral, and soon it was getting featured on all the Japanese morning TV shows where people fell in love with it, and now they've been wearing the beanbags out in public everywhere in Japan. And don't worry, if you want some for your kids too, it comes in three different sizes. Here's some of the little baby ones that you can put on your child
so that your
entire family can become living lazy sacks too.
I appreciate that this is where fashion is going.
Right.
I mean,
lazy and big and bulky as possible.
I get that, but I do have some thoughts.
Oh, you do?
Is anybody else kind of upset that out of all the countries, Japan came up with this first?
Like, we're the laziest.
North America made extreme laziness a thing. We do it better than anybody. We should have made these beanbags with built-in microwaves and a ranch dispenser that comes right out of the arm.
Maybe a thing that charges your phone if you sit on it or something. We could have done it so much better.
But anyway, the wearable beanbag has gotten huge, and the popularity of it got people talking online about other possible ways that we could lean into being more lethargic.
So, a poll was done. Update on the poll.
Yay, and it found the top five
other inventions lazy people want to see on the market.
Oh, what do we got, Jeffrey?
Number five, business casual pajamas.
Oh, I saw those after the pandemic, that people were coming out with PJs that look like a suit.
Oh, so like for Zoom meetings.
Yeah, so that it only looked like that on Zoom.
But not just for at home. all the time now.
Wow.
You go to sleep, you wake up, you go out to work, out to a club, back to bed, never have to change out of your PJs.
But it looks like you're wearing a suit.
I have a problem with a germ, so that you're bringing into your bed that kind of grosses
me out. I agree, your outdoor clothes into your bed.
No, you don't do that. Yeah.
No, but it's amazing. One extremely comfortable outfit for the rest of your life. Number four, universal remote wrist implants. So you never have to look for your lost remote ever again. Just have it implanted right into your wrist.
That's pretty
good. They have an app on your phone that does it.
All right.
But then you could lose your phone.
That's true.
Especially now because the remotes that they have for all the smart TVs are so small. Like they're trying to make you lose them.
Yeah, it's just like the little, like the Fire Stick remote is so tiny.
All right, show me your wrist. Who hit mute on accident?
Number three, a robot vacuum emptier for your robot vacuum.
I actually am into this. I have a robot vacuum, and those dustbins that it collects stuff in are so small.
Yeah.
It's like, you have to empty. I'm like, I have to babysit you while you're here, and then you get stuck. Like, the whole thing is terrible.
Because a vacuum bag is huge.
I'm like, wasn't the point for me not to have to do this?
Exactly.
And now I'm just following it around the house.
Number two, motorized spinning ice cream cones for people who are too lazy to rotate the cone themselves and work.
Now that is excessive. Come on.
It sounds nice. You just push a button and stick your tongue in. It's like, And the number one invention that lazy people want to see to make their life even lazier, Barca Lounger toilets that recline back.
No.
Oh, a toilet recliner.
Because they would never leave the bathroom.
I would love it.
You're all going to end up with hemorrhoids.
No.
That's what's going
to
happen.
I have to say, I've never tried to take a two while lying down on my back before, but I feel like it might be the ultimate pleasurable experience.
It's like the opposite of a squatty potty.
Yeah.
It's not the way your body is supposed to be lined up to do that business.
I'm not going to lie. I did one. I did take a tinkle once when I was really hungover. I was in the car. And I had to go into the back seat and lay down in the back seat so no one could see me. And then I tilted to the right.
Okay, I did too many.
Wow.
Yeah.
Too much direction.
It was the most relaxing experience. It's laying and peeing, but on purpose.
Okay.
Okay, the number one laziest thing. And Jose's like, I've done that.
Most expensive Uber ride of his life.
Yeah. It was not an Uber.
What super lazy invention would you like to see come to the world? We got your phone tap right after this. Everyone knows when you sign your iPhone agreement or your car insurance policy or the expired lunch meat waiver at the deli, releasing them from all liability in case you get sick. You never read the fine print on those things.
Nah,
boring.
Roll the dice,
exactly.
Man.
Who wants to read the boring legal crap?
Mm-hmm.
And that couldn't be more true than when you enter a contest.
Oh, yeah.
You just fill out your form, you submit it, and hope you get picked.
Right. Sure.
Well, today we call a woman who already knows that she got selected as the grand prize winner for a free vacation.
Oh, my gosh. Dream come true.
She already knows that, but now she's going to find out all the tiny little details she didn't pay attention to when she signed up. It's your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, this is Dana from Sales Resort.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Mark said he spoke with you a few days ago and confirmed you were our grand prize winner. Congratulations.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I'm so excited.
I bet it's a phenomenal prize. 4-day, 3-night stay, airfare, all-inclusive food and drink.
Oh, man.
You're just going to have to pay $100 a day for Wi-Fi.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we are so excited to have you plus one guest visit our little slice of paradise.
Yes. Yes. I'm so pumped.
Yeah. Good. And speaking of your plus one, who are you thinking of taking?
I'm going to bring my boyfriend, Jared.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. That's not allowed.
Wait, what's not allowed?
So I don't know if you read the rules of the contest before you signed up, but everyone who wins has to be considered available, if you know what I mean.
Available, do you mean like single?
Yeah. No boyfriends, girlfriends, fiancés, or married couples allowed.
Oh.
So
what?
Do you have another like fun girlfriend who might be down to clown?
Wait. No, I don't think it said anything about that.
It definitely did, because the entire contest was based around the reality show we produce here. called Sausage Island. I'm sure you've seen it.
No, I definitely have not seen that.
It's a spinoff from the Lazy River of Lust. I mean, you've heard of that. That's super popular.
No, I don't.
Oh, and the best episode was the five people one inner tube. I mean, they weren't even near a river, and they definitely weren't being lazy.
I don't really watch reality TV, no.
Between you and me, I was jealous of that inner tube.
Yeah. So I just didn't know any of this. Oh. Like, I was just told I won a contest, and it was a vacation for two people. I could bring a plus one.
Well,
it wasn't about singles.
I mean, most people know the resort is all about paradise and random hookups. And, you know, of course,
no,
you don't. Listen. I hear you. And you don't have to do stuff.
But I want to bring my boyfriend. That was the whole thing. Like, I signed up for this thinking this would be a great trip for my boyfriend and I.
If you do that, you are going to have to wear a T-shirt that says prude alert.
What?
Just so everybody knows. And you're not going to be able to take it off even when you swim.
That's insane. That's completely insane.
I'm just saying, bringing a significant other here would, like, kill the mood. And then no one's going to enjoy the horizontal refreshment lounge.
The what?
The horizontal refreshment lounge.
Is that really the name of one of your restaurants?
Oh, yeah. So, look, this is what I would do if I were you. I would really just consider breaking up with your boyfriend for a couple weeks.
Are you kidding me?
Just a couple weeks.
I am not interested in any of this.
Are you sure? Because you are really going to want to play this fun resort game called Assault with a Friendly Weapon.
Ah, no.
Okay, well, you could try my favorite, Bungalow Rodeo.
What? Ew.
Got to work late yesterday thanks to that one.
If this is really what's happening, I might have to turn down the trip.
What? You have a free trip.
I know, but it sounds like this whole thing is just an invitation to hook up with random people, and that is not me.
Well, I guess we'll just give it to your boyfriend then.
What?
I mean, we were on the phone with him earlier, and he was all about being single.
I'm sorry, you were talking with Jared?
I mean, he emailed us, not about the trip, more about doing a prank phone call on you.
What? Prank phone call?
Yeah, it's all a joke. This is Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the
morning. Oh, my God.
We're doing a phone tap on you. But you really did win the trip. Jared wrote us and said he's so excited about taking the trip with you. So you don't have to be single after all.
Yay! Good.
Man, if you were all for this, this really could have backfired on Jared.
Right?
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
When you think of a moment of passion on a first date, you might picture touching forks over a warm lava cake.
Oh.
Yes, that actually,
please.
All of us
that
are like,
so
we love
nice.
That's true.
Or the slow clicking sound of a tightening handcuff.
Oh.
Officer.
And the hot breath on your neck from someone dressed in a police costume saying, hands where I can see them.
Oh, wait.
Wait,
is it serious?
Really?
Yeah. This isn't a role play.
Well, that's what passion looks and sounds like to me on a date.
Okay.
But one of our listeners thinks there's a simpler way to tell if it's there, and it happened to her not once, but three times.
Whoa.
On the way to dinner.
Whoa.
You're going to hear what happened in a brand new second date update.
Second date update.
Remember that famous dress on the internet where no one could agree on what color it really was?
Yeah.
I could see it both ways.
Really?
So weird.
Well, your eyes are that bad.
Yeah,
they are.
So progressive, Brooke. Apparently, that's one of the things that happened on Tara's date. Because apparently there was some sort of debate that her and her date couldn't agree on.
Oh, no.
It's kind of similar to the debate that we have in studio every day. Are Jose's pun jokes really funny or super funny?
Thank you.
I'm neither of those options, though.
You're super not allowed funny. In the debate, sorry.
Yeah,
we're going to find out what happened with Tara, though.
Super punny.
Let's talk with her. Welcome to the show, Tara.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God.
Hey, are you having pun problems? Because I can help you, Tara.
No, it doesn't have to do with puns. It's something else.
Oh, my God. All right, we'll still help you.
We're not experts in it, though. But
I love that you got in a fight on your first date is what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. No.
Tell us about the guy that you went out with.
So So I met him online. His name's Ian.
Okay.
Ian, okay.
Were you excited about Ian? I mean, you sound kind of like...
Well, hopefully she was excited. Hopefully she wasn't bummed out.
She doesn't sound very excited.
No, some hot girls are like, another night, another day.
Totally.
Another free meal. Okay.
Yeah, another free meal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I kind of call it free food stamps, you know? Like, it's my weekly food.
All right.
They should make that dating app.
Yeah.
Ooh, food stamps.
So wait, were you looking forward to more than a free meal with Ian?
Yeah, I mean, he seemed really great. We seemed to vibe. We had a lot in common. I was excited, you know?
Okay.
So how does an argument come up on date one?
It's complicated. So we both agreed to meet up in this park, and, like, we both love going on long walks, so I figured there's no beach nearby, so
oh my God.
As well just walk in the park.
Okay. That's not just a cliche that people say?
I think people actually enjoy it.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
So you're going to go walk in for your first date.
So the plan was to walk for a while so that we could end up at a restaurant.
Okay.
That's it. That's better.
I like walking to food.
Mm-hmm. Work up an appetite, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So how does that go?
So, like, on the way to dinner, we passed this really cool farmer's market. It was, like, a couple fruit stands. And
cute.
I said, oh, look, let's grab a couple small oranges.
Yeah. Okay. Support local. That's great.
And he hates oranges.
Is that what happened?
No. Get this. He said, oh, no, those are actually clementines.
Oh, clementines.
Like the smaller.
Yeah, they're almost like cuties.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
So he corrected you.
Yeah. And I said, same thing. They're just oranges, just small, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you say it with that tone? Because already.
I mean, I don't know. I can get a little sassy, but...
Yeah.
It seems stupid to me that he corrected me.
I agree with you on that.
Pick your battles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was adamant about this, and we started a whole argument.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
So
it's
kind of know-it-all?
Interesting, yeah.
How do you go back and forth on this argument for that long? Like, how long did it last?
Maybe like 4 to 5 minutes.
Whoa.
We got over that eventually, and I was just like, you know, let's just talk about something else.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Well, that's good. You move on, but interesting.
But then you're just there. Like, it's just still sitting with you.
Yeah,
you know?
That's always a healthy phrase to utter on a first date. Like, okay, let's just stop fighting and move on.
Yeah.
You're not even on the date yet, technically.
Well, hopefully you did move on.
Yeah, we did. And we were walking past, like, general streets, and we walked past like a parked motorcycle, and he stopped to look at it for a while, and he told me he'd always wanted to get one.
Okay.
Oh, he's a bad boy.
Or he's just trying to show off, like, I've always wanted a motorcycle. Yeah.
But I'm a nurse, so I said, oh, you've always wanted to die?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Well, that's a little extreme.
That's harsh.
That's my mom's response, too, after being an EMT for 14 years. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So it led to another fight?
That led to more arguing a little, but like we got over that as well too. I said, you know what? To each their own.
Can I ask? I mean, you're calling to get another date with this guy. Do you like him?
You guys don't sound like you vibe at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I vibe with him. I just think we both have strong personalities.
Okay.
But you want to give it another chance. So is there like a good part of the date?
Yeah, let's get to some of the happy moments at the restaurant.
Oh, goodness. Well... We never ended up going to the restaurant.
Wow.
You didn't?
Why?
So we ended up finding a lost dog wandering the street. So we both felt bad and we stopped to help it.
Oh, you finally agree on something, though. You have a common goal. This is good. The lost dog.
A little stray.
But you disagreed on what breed of dog it was.
Well, kind of disagreed because I thought we should bring it home, give it food, make sure it's safe, and call the owners. And he's like, no, we need to stay here with the dog and wait to see if someone comes by.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just call, like, animal control?
The Humane Society, you take it there?
What, you want to put it down, Brooke?
No,
that's terrible. Why would you do that?
There's no kill shelters.
I need to control this animal.
Well, I wanted to call the owners because I'd, like, see if I could find someone in the area.
So what'd you have to do?
Well, I just kind of stayed with the dog. Like, I found its collar on it, so I tried to call the owners, but no one really answered.
Oh, no. What do you do then?
You adopted at that point together as a couple?
What?
Well, I ended up convincing him to make flyers, in which he did at a Kinko's down the street. So I guess there's something good about him.
Well,
the date turned into a rescue mission.
Yikes.
You guys took a picture on your phone and started putting up flyers?
Yeah, I mean, an hour later, somebody called about the dog after we made the flyers.
Oh.
That was kind of cool.
See, the flyers worked. Okay, that's really cute that you put a dog in front of your guys' quarrels and your date. And you decided to do a humanitarian thing. Well, a dogmanitarian
sure.
thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's cute.
After the owner picked up the dog, I mean, is that when the day ended?
Yeah, I wanted to eat like a late dinner with him, but he said he was exhausted, so. Well,
probably mentally.
Yeah. All right, so that was the end of the night then.
Yeah, I mean, since then, we only texted a little bit. He hasn't really asked me out, but...
Look, I...
Oh, you have texted. Okay.
I think a lot of people texting in are saying, like, what? Why did she even want a second date? Listen, I get it. This is one of those random nights where nothing kind of went right, and you just want a redo, if I'm assuming correctly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind a fiery romance. I kind of felt that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good fiery. Thing. You should be able to...
Nothing says hot like Clementine versus oranges.
Yeah. All right. Let's get another argument going when we reach out to Ian ourselves. We'll call him and we'll get your second date update coming up right after this, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, hold on. Second date update. It's the long-awaited sequel to Three Weddings and a Funeral. Three arguments and a stray dog. And that's what happened on Tara's date the other night. Because on the way to the restaurant, her and Ian argued over, are clementines clementines or just baby oranges? Are motorcycles fun or human pancakes waiting to happen? And finally, what do you do when you find a stray dog? Do you stay with it out on the street or take it home and raise it as your own for years and years until the owner finally finds you?
Sounds like a terrible version of that what if game.
Yeah, totally.
All bad options.
Would you rather?
And if it's already a stray, if you leave it, isn't it like.
Okay, we're not here to
home?
Debate that. We're here to get another date.
We've had enough arguments going on their date. We're just trying to get them to dinner because they never even ended up making it to the restaurant that night. Luckily, we have gift cards to any restaurant that you would like, $25 or under.
Aww.
Okay, Tara? So that choice is yours, if we can get Ian on the line. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah. I'm a little nervous, but...
Okay. Well,
all right. Well, that's good. That means you care.
Don't worry. You got your first three fights out of the way. So smooth sailing in this relationship after that.
As far as Brooke relationship goes, only 300,000 more that you have to make it through.
That's right, Jeffrey.
That's how you know it's real.
I agree with some men.
There you go. Yeah.
That's a first on this show.
Oh, they agree with you first. Yeah.
Okay, here we go, Tara. I'm going to dial Ian. Let's see what he has to say.
Hello.
Hey, that was kind of aggressive. Is this Ian?
Yeah, this is Ian. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, you are lucky enough to be speaking to one of the top-rated morning shows in North America.
That's true. I thought you were going to say
it. No, it's real.
According to a poll that my mom did recently on Twitter.
Also true.
We're called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay, why are you guys calling me?
Okay, good to get to know you too.
Yeah, you're a little feisty, but we've heard that actually before from one of our listeners who wanted us to get a hold of you. Her name's Tara. You went on a date with Tara the other night?
Okay, so this is about Tara, yeah.
Yeah. This is a segment we do called a second date update. We're trying to help Tara and you reconnect and finally make it to a restaurant for dinner. Because we heard you never made it the other night.
No, we didn't. We never made it out to dinner, unfortunately.
So unfortunately means you kind of wanted to spend more time with Tara. How was the date to you? She said you guys went on a long walk.
I mean, it was nice enough. It's just kind of like, it's just a little spiky. You know what I mean? Like everything just felt a little bit sharp around the edges. And I don't feel like we really clicked.
Are you talking about when you guys got into an argument over clementines?
Because
as I know, clementines are smooth on the outside. They don't have spikes. That's more of a pineapple deal.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Mr. Funny Guy.
Yeah. No, I mean, we heard that you guys had a few tiffs over some fruits and over motorcycles.
And I got to say, like, I mean, you're on a first date with someone. Why correct them on if they call a clementine an orange? Like, why not just leave it alone, man?
Who cares about facts?
It's just not the timing. Like,
just go off feelings.
I didn't mean to make a big deal of it when she said orange. I was like, oh, I think they're clementine.
I don't think she read it that way when you said it.
I know she didn't read it that way because she was like, no, it's an orange. Oh.
She's the one that started the fight. Okay. You were just stating the truth.
You know, like when you have a fight on Facebook?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you're not going to change your mind, even though you know you're wrong? Fine. Yeah. Like, okay. I'm not going to try.
Well, none of us are 60 years old and over, so we don't really fight on Facebook.
Jose likes to.
That's true. Jose does get a little feisty
online.
You
should do what the old people on Facebook do. Give them old sketchy link that anybody could have made up to prove your point.
I mean, so you're saying that you just wish you felt like she was just digging her heels in just to argue.
Yes. It felt like she couldn't be wrong and I couldn't be right.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's most relationships between men and women, you know? So you just have to kind of get used to that. I mean, let's put all the arguments aside because I don't want to get into the minutia of it. But like overall, just your connection with her. Tara felt like the two of you kind of arguing back and forth was a sign that you have passion.
Yeah.
Could you see it from that perspective, maybe?
I'm going to be honest with you guys. Nope.
No. Well, okay. There wasn't at any point that you're like, wow, there's so much spice. I just want to lean in and kiss her.
I felt like I had to like have my guard up the whole time because she's going to call me out on something like the, you know, again, you don't want to get into the minutia, but like,
yeah,
is she right about motorcycles? Sure.
You know, we could argue that all day and night just between us, but let's have Tara weigh in on it because she's actually on the other line and wants to tell you that motorcycles are death on wheels. Tara, isn't that true?
Yeah. I mean, I used to work at a spinal clinic, so everyone I know.
She may win that argument.
Okay. I mean, yes, true facts, but can we not right now? Can we try and focus?
Tara, why don't you say hello to your lover boy?
Hey, Ian.
Look, I probably was a little harsh there. I didn't realize you were on the line. I feel like...
maybe next time we better learn before talking to strangers.
What? Is that flirty? That was flirty.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, so are you telling me what to do now when I'm on the phone?
I don't know. I just like to argue, but
You like it.
Okay, so that's an honest statement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Tara, in your mind, arguing with somebody is a good thing.
Definitely, it's passionate, and like you want a passionate person in your life. You don't want someone who doesn't have any aspirations.
But wouldn't you want some sort of balance, like instead of constantly arguing me?
Ian, what do you think about Tara's opinion on the disagreements that you had? Can we meet halfway?
There it is.
Have half of an argument with her and then concede?
It's not about that for me. Like, that's not what passion looks like for me.
Oh, what does passion look like to you?
It means attracted to each other, being passionate, you know, not fighting.
Yeah.
Fighting isn't passion.
I mean, it's a form. It's not a good form of it.
No, I'm with him on that one.
Okay. Well, I have pictures on my phone of what passion looks like that I could text to both of you and...
That's
maybe different. One of you will come onto my side.
That's
here.
Another opinion of passion.
No pictures to listeners, to strangers,
sure?
Not to Ian. No,
one's going to argue about how passionate these folks are.
I believe you. I don't need to see them. Okay.
Well, what about Tara and Ian? And you, either of you want some photos?
No.
I'm all set. Thank you.
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
Tara.
Tara, get out of here.
I'm coming onto your side over
here.
She's
like, it looks like a clementine.
Okay, Anne, I'm just saying this. Like, let's just say we were married.
Oh.
Like, at least we know on the first date that we have passion and, like, a little bit of arguing. It's not like years later.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're practicing the arguments for your future marriage. Ian. Yeah. Can you see it like that?
Hypotheticals always really healthy. Never lead to arguments. Ian?
Yeah, I don't know what to say to that.
Okay. Yeah, well, maybe the right thing is let's not talk in hypotheticals. Ian, would you like to marry Tara?
No, second date. Second date.
Because we will pay for that.
We cannot afford a wedding, Jen.
No, I'm just talking about a date here.
A $25 wedding with an Applebee's gift card on us.
Ooh, I do have my marriage license. I can marry you guys.
Or if you're not into the wedding idea, just a date, a regular date. We could do that, too.
See, it doesn't sound so bad when you compare it to a wedding.
Right? Yeah. This is an easy step.
We should do this all the time.
Just the fact that I was called out here onto the radio, it's like so confrontational to me. It's not what I'm looking for, guys. Sarah, look, I'm sure you're great, but...
All right, suit yourself.
We're not right.
God, I thought we were pretty cool and chill during this whole thing.
Yeah.
It was not cool and chill for me.
Oh.
Just saying.
Okay, sorry.
Well, it sounds like Tara said no before you could get your no in, so I think Tara wins this argument, okay?
Oh, wow. Or no. Did they agree for once?
You guys are on the same page.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, that had the opportunity to be the most wild twist we've ever heard on a second date.
Oh.
If that guy had just said, you know what, yeah, I could be married to her.
Can you imagine? He would have said yes to your proposal.
But no, he wussed out. I mean, whatever happened to spontaneity in the dating world anymore? To taking a chance and letting fate decide.
That's extreme.
He wants a healthy relationship.
Boom. It just made me think of how much passion is in Brooke's marriage.
There's a lot of passion
in my marriage. There's going to be a ton of passion when Brooke goes home tonight and tells her husband to do the laundry again.
No.
Because he didn't use enough softener the first go-round.
Oh,
that's called passion.
I didn't say semi-softener. I said full-on softener.
This doesn't smell right, yeah. Michael.
That's hot. We are all jealous of Brooke and her relationship.
Oh, man.
Too bad it didn't work out for them.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
No, it totally worked out.
No, too bad. I mean, the callers. Didn't work out for the callers. Brooke and her husband are A-OK.
Yeah, they are.
And if you want to be A-OK, you can always reach out to us, email the show. We'll call the person who didn't call you back and find all of our Second Date podcasts up wherever you get yours at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We got a handwritten note into the studio the other day that reads,
"That's rare.
How come you get to sing all the fun songs and my mama doesn't get to do nothing on the show?
What? Why is the voice like that?
Let her voice shine. Sincerely,
Elmo?
Alder."
Alder. My son.
Alder does sound
My son doesn't want me to sing at home, so I doubt that he wants me to sing.
He wants to hear you sing. I got the lyrics for you. Hit it.
What am I singing? Oh, wait. Here we go.
Go for it.
Stop, pull it down, pull it down.
Spoken word.
Okay, no. we just got another DM from Alder. Wow. He says,
please make it stop. I didn't know my mommy was so horrible.
Oh, now he's crying.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like our bedtime routine.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We're going to erase all these horrible memories from your mind forever, Alder.
Really?
Don't worry. When I step in to do a brand new song of the week.
Ring my bell.
No, now he's crying.
The bell. Here it is.
Song of the week's coming up at 8:10.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Open up your ear holes for my song of the week.
Yay, my holes are open.
I think they're always open.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jose. And there are certain jobs out there that are obviously appreciated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Doctors,
of course.
Firefighters,
yes.
Hamster gynecologists.
I was going to go with teachers.
They all get their fair share of respect, and they earn that.
That's supposed to be a tough craft.
But then there's certain careers with very hardworking people that for some reason just get overlooked.
Like
social workers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're saints, dude.
Or elevator repairmen.
Oh.
Seriously, the ones in my apartment complex work overtime. Those ones are always broken.
I always wonder when I get in there that I'm just trusting that it's going to not plummet to the ground.
It's not going to snap.
They're important. Human department store mannequins. There's all these jobs out there. And it always falls on me to become their champion.
Yeah.
To be the one to stand up and say, hey, we see you and we appreciate you.
Yeah,
but we're not going to make eye contact with you in public because my friends are with me and I don't want them to think I'm not cool. But today I'm celebrating one of those overlooked, undervalued professions.
Oh, people love this. We get text requests for these type of songs every week.
Yeah, we really do.
I'm talking about your local TV weatherman.
Long lost art.
They take maybe the most boring conversation topic we have in modern society, and they say, you know what? I'm going to make that my entire career.
Yeah. And then all they do is get yelled at.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody is ever satisfied.
No.
According,
you know, they're idiots.
That's the only time people ever give them attention is when they screw up the predictions.
Yes.
But they work their butts off every single day to let you know, is it going to be 67 degrees or 68?
Ugh. God.
What time is the sun going to set? You need to know these things.
And it's like you can't even look at your phone. Wait, you can look at your phone for that.
Yeah, but the meteorologists are the ones that put the information into your phone. How do you think they come up with that stuff?
I thought that was a natural... I mean, like, yeah, but not the TV meteorologist.
I thought there was, like, a meter, and then
there's
it just
like
immediately
the
uploads the
National Weather Service.
See,
people.
This is the type of underappreciation I'm talking about. I am shining my love light on the meteorologist because this Sunday is National Weather Person's Day.
Okay.
And I wanted to give a song to all the TV weathermen out there that they could be proud to sing while their green screen malfunctions behind them in the newsroom.
Okay.
So instead of doing the big hit by Shawn Mendes, Treat You Better, it's Young Jeffrey's Read You Weather.
Okay. WX for life.
Yes. I thought you were going to play off of like Make It Rain by Lil Wayne or something.
Oh.
No, that would have been better.
Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I guess we'll just stick with this piece of crap. Here we go. I'll point when I'm ready. Points.
Coming up next, is flushing your toilet bad for your health? But first, let's send it over to our meteorologist, Jeff, in the First Alert Weather Center. Jeff, what's the week going to look like?
I forecast the truth. I see a cold front passing through. So I'm gonna break it down for the next 7 days with a 40% chance that I'm wrong. Cartoon image of a cloud with raindrop animations. I'm really into graphics and charts. And then I'm gonna read you Doppler radar scans. I'll say your city name while pointing with my hands. I'm falling out the lows and highs, and I can bring the lightning like I'm Storm from the X-Men. I could be the next Avenger. Your local weatherman prophesizing gloom while flashing a giant smile at you.
Things are looking pretty bad out there, folks.
I've got 30 different ways to tell you that it's raining, shower, drizzle, mist, or monsoon. And then I'll geek out over scientific explanations like low pressure's a moisture vacuum. Cause every time I read the weather to my fans, I'm giving you some global warming in your pants. All dressed up in my suit and tie, your temperature is rising from this barometric prince. Tell you in the minutes later, I'm gonna tell it all again. Cause it's weather on the tens. Say the speed of wind scanning the skies. I predict future times. I'm the Nostradamus of clouds. Now I'll even share what I think you should wear. More fashion tips than your own spouse.
I'd pack a windbreaker if I
know
you.
The climate more than Greta Thunberg can. Cause covering a storm gives me adrenaline. I'll take the camera right outside and I'll report it live. Stand in the rain to prove it's wet. Sign off with some witty banter.
It's snow laughing
then
at
us. Drive the weather van. First job was in Spokane. Magic clicker in my hand. I'm your weatherman.
Yay!
So good.
Way to make weather cool, Jeff.
Yeah. Sexy even.
I might even go watch it for the first time ever.
I auditioned to be a weather person once.
And got rejected?
Didn't have the medal.
Yeah, it was bad. It is so hard to point at the green screen. You guys don't understand because you have to point opposite of what you see in the TV screen.
Oh, I never knew that.
Exactly. Harder than you think.
It is hard.
Really hard. So give your weatherman some love or weather lady.
Yes.
Whoever
yes.
it is.
Weather person.
Weather person. This Sunday is their day.
All
That's
right.
your song of the week. We're going to have the video posted up on the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok, on Instagram, everywhere with the lyrics there. Happy National Weather Person's Day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Got a text to 78592 that said, I had an uncle who worked as a TV weatherman for decades.
Oh, cool.
that's awesome.
He was well respected and made a good living all the way up until the Me Too movement happened.
Oh.
Oh, what?
They say we still love him, though. Shout out to Uncle Ronald.
Okay.
No, let me not shout out.
Yeah, that's probably not the shout out that you want to give. If you missed it, instead of singing the Shawn Mendes song Treat You Better, I sang my own version called Read You Weather to highlight a profession that doesn't get much credit these days, thanks to Uncle Ronald, apparently. Oh, weather geez. People or TV meteorologists.
Yeah, come on, you guys. Respect your local TV
it's
news.
It's true.
No, they seriously. Do so much for our community.
They really do.
I'm seeing a lot of texts coming in. Brooke, what are you seeing? Who are we shouting out this time?
This one doesn't help my cause, but... It says, I haven't watched the weather on TV since 2011. I actually thought they got rid of weather people years ago and just had a robot with a cool hairpiece do it.
Yeah. See, exactly. Underappreciated there. I mean, the robot with the weather piece, that's undeniably a great idea.
I'd love to see that.
It still hasn't happened yet. If you like the song, though, if you missed it or if you want to share it with a fellow weatherhead, you can go to Brooke and Jeffrey on TikTok, Facebook, Insta, or subscribe to our YouTube. All of it's at Brooke and Jeffrey.
What local TV station is going to cover this song first?
Ooh.
You know, one of them. They are desperate for more content when it comes to weather.
It's a race.
Yeah.
Check out the song video there on our website.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win, Brooks, Fox.
We've got Nikki from Gig Harbor on the phone, who has never played you before, Brooke. And rumor has it, Nikki is recently single.
Oh, is that the reason for the music?
Hello, Nikki.
Does that music play every time you enter a room right now, Nikki?
I actually went to the room by myself, and... Yeah, hopefully I can take you on today.
Oh,
okay. Take Brooke on. Never mind. Right. I'll step back.
Yeah. How's single life, Nikki?
I don't like it.
Oh.
I can do it. I don't like it.
So I know Valentine's Day is coming up. What are you going to do? Are you going to go out with your girlfriends on Valentine's Day night? Or stay home alone and cry into some ice cream?
Ooh. Oh, my God. Girls don't cry. No, I see a florist. I'm going to go buy myself my own flowers.
Oh.
Not a girl. I've been married 10 years, and I'm still going to go buy myself my own flowers.
Yeah. Ooh, that's bad.
That's hot.
Yikes.
We're going to send Brooke out of the studio to go buy herself some flowers. And while that happens, Nick, you know the game's played. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, you could say pass, but you do have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good luck. Time starts now. Today is Elmo's birthday. What decade did he join Sesame Street?
70s.
Mumbai is the largest city in which country?
Pass.
What is your epidermis?
Oh, pass.
In a professional basketball game, counting both teams, what's the total amount of players allowed on the court at the same time?
30.
What Disney movie features the character Mirabel Madrigal?
Frozen.
You say Frozen? Gosh.
She put Frozen, yes.
Okay.
Nikki, that it was a good attempt.
Effort, yeah.
I could definitely say that about you.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And besides you being single, since it's your first time playing, we always like to know what's something interesting about you that you want everybody to know.
Yeah.
I don't need to borrow anybody's money.
Oh,
that's good.
She's rich.
I like
single.
You.
I like you too. Yeah. I normally borrow Brooke's money, but I don't tell her about it.
That's good. You're successful.
You're a strong,
that's
independent
awesome.
Woman. And I've tried to make several advances already, and Nikki's been ignoring me. So this is why I'm single.
You're a little young, baby, but okay.
Oh, am I a little young for you?
I mean,
I like a cougar.
No, you're single.
Oh,
age ain't nothing but a number.
Okay.
No.
Okay. This has gone off the rails. Women. Brooke, it's your turn.
Okay.
Your
I thought
time.
It went exactly where I thought it would.
Yep. I guess it's pretty typical for the show. Your time starts now. Today is Elmo's birthday.
Aww.
What decade did he join Sesame Street?
80s.
Mumbai is the largest city in which country?
Mumbai and Dubai.
What is your epidermis?
Your skin.
In a professional basketball game, counting both teams, what's the total amount of players allowed on the court at the same time?
Oh, 5?
Ooh.
What Disney movie features the character Mirabel Madrigal?
Oh, Encanto.
The food grits is made up of ground what?
Cornmeal.
Ooh, okay. We're going to go to the scoreboard. We're going to check out how you did with Jose.
I love
Bolognese.
It's actually cooking, I swear. Yeah. It really is. Nikki, you didn't get a single point.
No.
Zero.
Yeah. It's all right, Nikki.
It's okay.
Strong, independent woman.
You didn't need the money.
You don't need it. Right, girl. Yeah. You don't need it.
She was proving a point.
Yeah, Brooke needs it. She got kids to feed, and she got three correct.
Sorry about that, Nikki. We're going to go over the answers real quick. Today, it's Elmo's birthday. He joined Sesame Street in the 80s.
Aww.
Mumbai is the largest city in India. Approximately 17.2 million people live in Mumbai.
Can you imagine living in a city with 17.2 million people?
Anyway. What a dumb answer I had.
It's okay.
Your epidermis is your skin. In a professional basketball game.
Yeah. Your husband's going
to
be mad.
I know. Brooke's husband's going
to
be really mad.
Because my husband's coaching my daughter's team, and I think the little kids are 5-on-5 right now.
Yeah, which would add up to...
Oh, you're saying total on the court?
Counting both teams, the total amount of players is 10.
Yes.
It's so not 30, Nikki. That would be a chaotic basketball game.
And a pass, and another pass, and another pass, and another pass.
The Disney movie that features Mirabelle Madrigal, that is Encanto, and grits is made up of ground corn.
We didn't give you that.
I think I should have gotten that, but okay. Well,
no.
You win either way. Yeah. So, Nikki, we can't give you any money here, but just for playing, you do get a 4-pack of tickets to the 2023 Seattle Boat Show.
Yay!
The West Coast's largest display of boats, gadgets, gears, and accessories featuring fun family activities and attractions and lots of older single men.
Oh, my God.
Mama needs a boat.
Mama, get your own boat. You need a hot boat mama.
Yeah, then you can take me sailing, Nikki.
For more information, visit SeattleBoatShow.com. Thank you so much for playing, Nikki.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, have a great day.
We're going to be back to do Winbrook's Bucks same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.